Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to the SMD podcast. How y'all doing today? This is officially our first episode. I'm Sean.
I'm Mark.
It's Dante.
Yeah, man. So we gonna try to do this on a weekly basis if need be. But as you know, tomorrow is the Super Bowl, man. You know, our hometown Philadelphia Eagles are in the Super Bowl, man. Don is a fan right here. I'm a fan. Marv, I don't know how so much,
but Patriots fan, man.
I'm not a Patriots fan, but I'm definitely going with him to win this one.
Yeah, you're gonna lose some money, Marv, but it's okay. Keep moving.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I would want the Eagles to win, man, but I just think Tom Brady gonna, I think he's gonna win his sixth, man. I really think so.
They cheat. They right got a janitor right now.
Why is it
that
when the Patriots win?
They always win. They spied on us. Listen, they always win. Spygate. Spygate on us. Watch y'all plays and shit. Every single time's a problem because the niggas always cheating.
And they always win when it comes up. So all the hate is going to be again tomorrow. You know what I mean? It's going to be the same routine, same situation again.
You know what I would do? I'll go ask the janitor. I'll be like, yo, you might have to check the janitor for classified passes and shit, man, because these niggas might be recording this shit with their phones and shit, man. We gotta get this shit. We got to get this shit in the butt before it come out, man. And like, breaking news is, yeah, janitor was recording the Eagles play. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. Well, we didn't know anything about that. We didn't know anything about that. We just got the film. We just heard about it.
Speaking of that, I've been thinking, the referee, they allowed to celebrate with you?
No. You see what happened in the Jaguars game, right?
Yeah, I ain't even know that,
you
man.
You see what happened in the Jaguars game,
right?
I'm telling you what's going to happen.
That was some cold shit.
They're going to call plays against the Patriots at the beginning, and that shit going to die down.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. Like, it was something else.
Yeah. Pretty sure some
dollars
was passing around after that game.
Yeah, man.
I'm pretty sure, too. Some probably need to go to college. That's what it was. So he didn't have that tuition paid for.
So
we go to rest, don't make as much as the players.
Either that or Tom doing something strange, you know, for a little bit of change.
Sucking a bing-a-ling for some bing-a-ling.
For some ring-a-ring.
Oh, man. So, Marv, you got the Patriots winning.
Yeah, I got the Patriots winning, man. So, my prediction is 42-32.
Okay. Don, what you got?
First off, it ain't going to be a high score of a game.
Okay.
It's going to be about, I say 21-17.
21-17?
We shall see.
I got Patriots winning. I kind of got the same thing, man. Like 21-14. So
you don't come to that defense. Defense always wins the Super Bowl.
Not all the time.
Not this time.
Not all the time.
Defense, y'all kind of like the Eagles' defense is shitty.
No, I'm just saying.
They got the five.
I'm saying not every Super Bowl.
And you see that shoot they both they gave the game.
Not every Super Bowl.
They gave the game. They even got it on film.
I ain't got nothing to do with the record.
Got it on film,
yeah,
man.
Not every Super Bowl come down to, you know, defense. So.
We gonna see, man.
You gotta have both.
Yeah.
We gonna see.
Yeah, definitely gotta have both.
We gonna see. We got a
day. Yeah, they can stop them.
Matter of fact, we only got a day. Yes, we do, because it starts at 6:30, so we still got a day.
Yeah.
Tune in, y'all.
Yeah, most deaths.
Yeah, I got a 28. I don't give a fuck if you got a 28. It's not. I'm just saying. I just told y'all I was going to win it. You was going to win.
Okay. Oh.
So do what y'all got to do. I don't give a damn. This is Dante, by the way.
But, so let's get into it, man. So, how was y'all week, man?
Man, this is my sixth day at work, man. Like, I can't wait to have tomorrow off, man. I get to wake up anytime I want to. Well, I gotta go out tomorrow, but still anytime I want to. You know, I need this. The boy been tired, man. I work with bitches all day, so you know how they are. Periods, kids, all the extra shit that niggas ain't gotta worry about. Relationships, yeah. Niggas cheating on them 24/7, and they still want to be with the nigga. That's what I understand. It is what it is. Y'all bitches out there, y'all know what I'm talking about. Even y'all men, y'all know, a couple of y'all men bitches too, but I ain't gonna go that far.
good. So, Don, you were just talking about, you saying all the chicks do what?
You say you work with all females, man?
I work with all females, dang, man. I'm gonna give you the story real quick.
You keep your shit in your pants, man.
Cause they're ugly bitches, but.
Wow. Okay. Tell me how you really feel.
It ain't hard, man. A couple of bitches, creatures, man. You got like one.
Did you say creatures?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's what we call them, man.
Yeah, that's what I said. Oh.
Yeah, they had Bible snowmen, man. You really going there? You gonna find one? Come to Penn Presbyterian. You'll see what a motherfucker, man. I should make some money already. I should make a meal, man. They pay me for that. But
what?
You gonna make a meal in there? They gonna pay.
Yeah, you gonna pimp them out?
Yeah. No, I ain't gonna pimp them out. Just put on what's that show you just come on? X Files.
I remember that show. They found a bitch, right? They look for an alien. There you go. But yeah, like they always wanted a relationship, and shit, like this one chick, boy cheated on like eight times. Like she know the boy cheated on eight times. He was living in, he wanted to go live in the aunt's basement. He came back.
Now he living with her again, so she went through his phone. She seen the woman fucking four bitches. She like, I'm still gonna stay with him. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with your self-esteem, man? You let these niggas fuck bitches on you, do that in third. And you like, yeah, I'm gonna stay with him. Like, but let a good nigga do that. Let a good nigga even try to do some shit like that. Bitch gonna leave him right away. They like the dudes who treat them dirty.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They don't like the dudes that's going to do good for them. And I don't want to hear no bitch say, yeah, yes, y'all do. Because y'all don't. I don't want to hear none of that shit.
Y'all like the drama, man.
Y'all like all that unnecessary shit. Y'all want no peaceful type relationship. If y'all have a peaceful type relationship, oh, this shit boring.
Yeah, I believe that. It's boring.
Nigga, too nice, then.
Yeah, this shit boring. Like, boring. I can't deal with this. But when a nigga going out cheating on you, beating your ass, oh my god, girlfriend, can you tell me what he did to me last night? Girl, he was fucking Veronica. He was fucking Veronica on me, girl. Was he, girl? Was he? Yes, he was, girl. Yes, he was.
So you gonna take
shit. Yeah, you gonna take it back? No, I ain't gonna take it back. 2 weeks later. Girl, I'm back with Tyrone. Yeah, girl, he was cheating on you.
Yeah,
he said he's not gonna cheat on me no more. 2 more weeks later, girl, he was fucking a bitch again. He's fucking a bitch again. Am I right or wrong?
No, this is right. You're right. And it's like me, man. I'm generally a nice guy, man. I think that's why it's so hard for me to like to really find chicks, and I'd be like, oh, like fuck out of here. Like I just be like,
it's a game.
It's no interest. It's no interest for me, man. This is like I'm just have a conversation with you, find what's up. And my boy said this best, man. You ever talk to a chick and you really trying to get to know him, and you like, oh, like what do you bring to a relationship? You ever notice like chicks nowadays they really don't have an answer. They be like, well, you know, I can cook. What do you bring to a relationship?
I just got to interject for you. What? Right there. You said they can cook. That's your first mistake. Cause bitches nowadays can't cook. So that's your first mistake. Only thing they say, I can bring my looks to the table. What the fuck they got to do with anything?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They don't really have nothing of substance. That's what I'm saying. Most of these girls nowadays, it's just like...
Everything is all about push. That's what y'all think.
Not every nigga's the same.
Yeah, I'm going to get his ass. Everything is like gravy once I get his ass.
It's not like that, man.
Yo, you getting in from anywhere. I go pay a bitch down the corner for $50, she gonna give me them yams.
Yeah.
Like, come on. And your hand is your master plan. If you run out of options, man, use the keys to succeed.
What?
you gotta think about that shit. Like, you really just use them for get the nut up. You shit yourself.
Yeah, that is true, man.
If you know how to do it, I don't know about. Some motherfuckers ain't got no hands, so I don't know.
But, man, that's a game you would never lose.
You'll never lose. And you'll never spend no money.
Of course.
Unless you get some lotion or some shit. Like, that's the only time.
The Lubriderm and...
Yeah. I'm about to invest in one of them dials, man.
You said that, man. These dials is doing something for you, man.
Yeah, I mean, tripping.
Nigga, please.
So you said the dolls is where it's at.
Dolls, where is that, man? I tell you, man, I put $200 down already. Wait for this tax return to come through. That shit come in. I get that bitch out the shop. Say, that bitch going right in the closet.
Hey, hold on for a minute. I got something to talk about, man. Okay. Yo, y'all ever meet a girl, right? Uh-huh. You know, nice girl, whatever, but she got a pass, though.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? She messing with like 4 or 5 different niggas.
Yeah.
And then now she meet you, she saying you the one. You see what I'm saying?
What made
me the one, though?
You said what?
But that's why, you saying she the one, now you saying you...
No, it's like they thinking you the one, but I'm thinking like, you've been through 4 or 5 different niggas.
But that's, alright, that's what I'm saying. Like, niggas do the same thing, so what's the difference?
But at the same time, I'm looking at it like, wait a minute, you let me get my shit off. You know what I mean? And be just one like of them niggas, then you can find the right nigga after you. You see what I'm saying? Because I ain't the one. I ain't the one. Like, go through me, and then you find the right nigga the next time after me. You see what I mean? Because they always got this agenda, like, all right, look, I'm going to keep messing around and shit, and then now I want to settle down, and I want to, you know, have kids and all that.
Yeah.
You done ran but 4 or 5 dudes. Why you ain't been doing it?
But I'm saying, ain't that niggas too? Like, we, like, most niggas run through, like, 50, 100 different...
It's different.
You know, it's a double standard.
It's double standard everything. I keep telling you that.
But I don't really believe in double standards, though.
I'm getting problems here, but I make this short. Chick come out and say this dude raped her. Oh, man, this nigga... They're going to think this nigga's a rapist. A dude come out, yo, this bitch raped me, man.
Yeah,
they laughing at him.
Yeah, you laughing at him.
They laughing at him.
Man, but it's possible, man.
He can't get away.
Niggas can get raped, man. People don't believe it, man.
Niggas can get raped, man. Automatically, no matter what, that shit gonna be in your profile.
That's all I gotta say. That's just my opinion. I just don't really believe in double standards, man.
Double standards with everything, man. Look at when you have a kid with a chick. She gets the right away. All Maggie from the back, from the door.
Not all the time, man.
Almost all the time. The mother got the joint in the beginning. Dad got to prove it that he's the dad. All right. You got to prove that he's the dad.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder how many niggas walking around ain't never taking no paternity test, man.
Ain't a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's a lot out there.
Nigga be hurt, too, after you find out.
Yeah,
there's a lot of dads out there that ain't the dad, man.
Yeah, man. And that is true, man. There's a lot of chicks that's out here, like, using...
They scheming it.
They finessing the game to the fullest.
He grow up and you already got attached to the kid.
Right.
Yeah. They're like, damn, I ain't really the dad.
And it kinda makes it bad for the guys out there that's really trying to be good parents, right, man.
When a guy, not to cut you off, man, because it's not like I'm talking to him, but the guy, like,
good.
They get the good dads get the short end of the stick. Like, they get treated the worst. The bad dads, oh, I got a bad baby daddy, oh, my baby daddy don't do shit for me. But when the dad do shit for him, they want to treat the dad like shit. No, you can't come see him this day. No, you can't come see him this day. No, you come see him 2 weeks from now. Motherfucker, I'm trying to be here for my kid.
Yeah.
Well, he a bad dad. He ain't doing this, that, and third. He ain't paying my electric bill. He ain't paying my gas. You not doing this because the kid lit it. Motherfucker, all right, bring the kid to me. You going to pay my electric bill?
And that's what I'm saying. Pay my gas? And then it'd be bad, man, because those good guys, man, they turn bad, man. They just be... They end up being ruthless, man. And it's just like, yo, man, I'm just worrying about my kid. Fuck all these girls out here. And then it's just like, damn, man.
You get tired of it, man.
Yeah, man. It'd be on another type time.
And that's
man.
Why you start treating chick differently. You start, like, no. Like, and then the chick went a while, like, oh, this guy, Dante used to be so good, or Marge used to be so good, or Sean used to be so good. I'm not good no more because of what I've been through.
Yeah, man.
So that shit changing.
Yeah, yeah. Experience is changing, man.
Yeah, and chick when they hit like 30, 34, 35, all of a sudden they want the good guy. They don't want the thug no more. They don't want the boy running the streets and all that shit. Mm-hmm. They want the guy who gonna come and take care of the bills, guy who gonna be home every day, guy who gonna take care of the kids that ain't theirs.
Right.
No!
Why you gotta say no like that?
No, because I ain't playing them games.
Yeah, that's the way you feel, man.
That's how I feel. Like, no, you could have had me before. But you want the nigga who's on the corner. So do what you gotta do.
Yeah, it is something else, man. It is something else.
I'm Tom Brady, bitch, and threw the ball.
What? What? More like Ben Roethlisberger, nigga, you gonna rape him.
That's true, and he ain't getting no charge either.
Yeah, that was crazy, right? You think he did it, though?
Oh, man.
But Marv, you didn't talk about how was your week, man.
Man, I had a crazy week, man. When I'm talking about crazy, I'm talking about dealing with some crazy people. You know, where I work at, man, it's like they all hypnotized or something.
What?
You know, some crazy motherfuckers, man.
What? You said they hypnotized.
Yeah, like, I don't even think they real humans, man. I think they motherfucking clones or some shit. Because every day it's like a different, it's like they got bipolar or some shit. You know, we be forgetting shit.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Acting different. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what I be dealing with at work, man. But, you know, I try to, you know, the best way to go about that is, you know, just act like dumb and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You play the game just, right. Play the game just
play as, the game, you know, yeah, play the game. Play.
Yep. Yeah, play the game just as foul, man.
But other than that, man, you know, it's cool, you know. I'm getting paid, so that's what
of matters. Course.
I mean, I gotta get to that bag.
Yeah, you gotta chase the bag.
Yeah, I'm on 6 weeks, 6 days,
yeah.
I got 4 days.
Yeah.
It's all about the money, man.
Yeah, my week was easy. Wasn't really nothing crazy. Heard some kind of crazy stuff, like from coworkers and stuff. Yeah. From co-workers, man.
Always hearing this person talking about this person, that person.
Yeah, and it was crazy, man. Like
smiling in your face and shit.
Smiling.
It is kind of funny, like
all the time they want to take you, please, motherfuckers.
Yeah, like a coworker of mine, man. Like this person doesn't like another person, and
they telling you about.
Yeah, man. But
hey, see how that shit is.
That's no, but I'm like saying that. Like, no, it's crazy because like this person does stuff to mess with my coworker that I'm cool with, and it's like, damn, like why are you doing it? Like, my whole thing is like, all right, we just gotta work and get the money. Fuck all like liking you and all that other shit. You stay in your own lane, I stay in mine. Like, why is that even matter? Like, but my whole thing is like, you ever I experienced that before, but it's just like I'm being phased to the bullshit, man. I'm just like, nobody's thinking about you. Have you ever been in that position before? Like,
yes, I definitely feel what you're saying, man. You know, a lot of that stuff be going on at my workplace too, man. You know, people be telling me about other people said this, and I'm like, listen, man, if I ain't hear from that person, then I ain't believe it. You know, because people can stir shit up.
Yeah, man, that hearsay shit.
Because they don't like the person, they want you to not like the person either.
That's true.
You know.
Yeah, they say shit be in the way.
Especially females. Females good for that shit, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's always the females,
they love
man.
Drama, man. It's something about
it's always the females, back, man. They petty, man. They petty to the fucking core, man. It's just right. Like, yo, man, we just worrying about the money. Like, stop with all this petty right. Shit.
Play for making money, man.
Guys, we can go to work, just do our job and be bounced. Like,
yeah.
The females, they got to go to work, try to make friends and shit.
Even so, yeah, like, even if niggas don't like each other, man, we just be like, I don't really fuck with that nigga. But it's like, all right, I'm going to stay in my own lane.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But it ain't gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna do this shit to get back at this nigga. Like, no.
Yeah, just
like,
wanna make up stories so one person can hate him too. Like,
yeah.
Yo, you know what she said about me 5 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Nigga, why you ain't tell me 5 weeks ago?
Right.
Why you got a problem for you to tell me? Like, nah, I don't get involved with all that girl shit anyway though. So.
Yeah, man. That girl shit is crazy, man.
They ridiculous, man.
They do the most, man.
They do a lot. Man, I'm bitching, man. Get the fuck out of my nerves, man. You take me back to work, man. I ain't trying to be at work right now.
Oh, my bad, nigga.
Speaking of work, man, how many of y'all, like, really hate y'all balls sometimes, man, you know? Because they got the word name balls, they think, you know, they can just do everything, they can talk to you.
Well, I'm gonna speak this real quick. Like, my boss is cool.
Yeah, mine's cool too.
My boss is really laid back.
Yeah, mine's really chill. He asked me too many motherfucking questions and shit. Like, I think ain't really no boss.
But you already know, I got easy job as it is.
Yeah, so, my boss real cool. Yeah. Like, chill.
You know what I'm saying?
What about your boss? What's
wrong with your boss?
Hey, my boss okay, but you know, I came up with a word for the boss, you know what I mean? Yes. Boss, BOSS?
Yeah.
Boss on some shit. that's what I call it. That's what that shit came for. You always gonna be on some shit, you know what I mean? Oh, you ain't do this, you ain't get this done. You ain't get that done. Hey, nigga, please, I'm trying my best. Damn. Leave me the fuck alone, boss. I mean, yeah. Boss, you be on some shit, man. B-O-S-S.
B-O-S-S. Yeah. Boss, you on some shit. You on some shit, Patch.
Boss on some shit.
You on some shit, Patch.
You on some shit, Patch. Yo, man. Oh,
be
man.
Crazy, man.
I'm going to use that, man. B-O-S-S.
Boss on some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Mario, you was talking about the Instagram models and shit like that. But before before you go into that, how come somebody gonna post something? My boy gonna say, yo, if Instagram shut down tomorrow, like, what your Instagram models gonna do?
Oh, man.
Nothing.
Got a job.
They gonna try Snapchat or some shit.
Yeah, they gonna find a way to show some cheeks. That's all they be doing.
That's what they do.
Yeah, man.
They swear they got fans.
I like to thank everybody for following me. And we following your ass. We ain't following
you. That's what I'm saying.
We following
that ass.
Ass,
man. Like, that's all you want to see. Come on, a new photo, like, buy this shit here. Bitch, I ain't buying you.
Then they wanna, go live and shit.
Like, then he wanna go live?
It'd be like, what? Start off like 20 people.
Yeah.
Then 30 people.
Yo,
then 40.
You know how you know a nigga ain't following the bitch for nothing else? Go to their likes. They got like 150,000 followers, and you go to their likes, they only got like 3,000 likes. Nigga ain't fucking with you, man. They just wanna see the pictures.
You ain't lying.
They wanna see the pictures. And that, like, come on, man. No, we just want to see your ass and titties and all that shit, man.
Right.
But the thing is, bitches gonna get all them niggas follow because niggas is perverts.
Right. Yeah, of course.
So they gonna follow you. It ain't hard, man. Put on some lingerie. Basically, show your titties. Show like a half a nipple or some shit. I'm with you.
The see through negligee.
Yeah, they ain't like, what kills me is like, don't look down, don't look right here, look right here. Nigga, I don't want to see your face.
Right.
But they try to put some. Yeah, I read this book last night. I don't give a fuck.
Getting famous, getting naked. That's what I call it.
Yeah. They try to sell you teas and fucking this other bullshit. Bitch, like, I ain't gonna buy.
They doing their promos, man. But yo, that promo shit is really man. You get like 2,500 and shit, man. Like at like after five or something like that, man. Like, but it's crazy how that whole system work. How do you do the promo job, man? That's crazy, man. I wish I had a lot of flowers. Then I get promos and shit, man. Like,
get butt ass nigga.
Show the stick.
What you should do, right? you know how a chick will follow you. Just be in the dark every time. Mm-hmm. Just put like a light on your dick, like.
What?
Be in the dark,
light
right?
On your dick.
Yeah, be in the
put
dark.
Put a light
right?
on your dick.
Yeah, like never show your face. Like make yourself a mister.
Yeah, they keep following that.
Yeah, they follow you. They keep watching that shit. Like they never see your face. Put a flashlight on your dick every time. Flash like your dick every time.
They're
like, oh, who this nigga?
Oh, man.
What? Like, you was being the dark and you just got a flash like your dick like.
Yeah, put a flash like your dick. A bitch be like, who is this nigga?
Lo and behold.
And then you put a new photo up. Oh, this nigga's Tyrone. No. You think so.
But lo and behold.
Yeah.
It's the magical dick.
Yeah. Then you like put it like sideways, like a sideways dick. Up front, like a front pick dick.
You got what? You got like dress the dick up in different lights and shit like that.
I'm telling you, you get followers, man. Dude,
would that be crazy? What if it's like, but you saying that shit, right? What if it's some random nigga on Instagram? Because this guy like random videos and pics of his dick just in light, and you will never see his face.
Yeah.
And his name probably be some fucking. Corny shit like Morning Wood 1018 or some shit like that. Like,
I'm gonna tell you right now, you're gonna say in 2 weeks, I'm gonna reveal myself. 2 weeks, I'm gonna reveal myself. Yo, his followers gonna go up through the roof. Mm-hmm. This nigga be like, psych.
Yeah, Morning Wood 1018. 2 weeks, yeah, with the blank post and just the text. Yeah, 2 weeks, reveal.
Yep.
And then it'd be some like, ugly nigga that be fucking Jamaican or some shit like that. Like,
you see them Jones and they be like, you want to see the bitches who fucking in your city? Follow me. They be have like 108K followers and shit like that.
I love to see that.
But you never fucking like.
Dude, what?
I had like some fucking pussy radar. Or something. 38th Street now. Shit around the corner. They be on some Uber shit.
Yeah.
You go outside, you're like, you Jessica? I just see the pussy radar. That was you, right? Yeah, that shit probably gonna come up soon, man.
Well, you got it. Well, the gay guys got it. Grindr and
Shit.
What
the fuck is Grindr?
Grindr.
Yeah, the gay guys got.
That sounds like some gay shit.
Yeah, do something.
Yeah, man. The gay guys got grinders.
They do meet each other.
Y'all shit. Niggas trip.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like grinders, like, you know, that's the joint, like, it's for gay people, but it's like, you know, the joint, like, you can search for whoever, like, what you want and shit like that. But, you know, they got Tinder for straight people and shit like that.
I don't know about this shit, because I ain't never used it. All that shit new to me, man.
So Tinder for straight people is grinder for gay people.
Yeah.
But you can use Tinder for the gay shit, too, right?
I mean, yeah, you could, but, I mean, it's not really...
Oh, for
like, grinder is mainly for the gay.
Grinder is for gay people.
Like grinder for lesbians and all that too, right?
No, it's for like gay, gay men.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They got lesbians doing too?
I have no idea.
That's probably part of it. I don't know.
What was Backpage like? What was Backpage for? Like,
Backpage was like the like yeah. It was Backpage is no Backpage is for like the sex workers and shit like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so you give them a couple of dollars and they come to your crib and all that.
No, they just be like, they have ads and shit like, you know, I do massage, I do like domination pay, I do domination like and shit like that.
Shit like that.
That pay?
Yeah.
Jobs.
Okay. Like people put it like job openings and shit like that. They have stuff like that on there too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, on Backpage? You had that on Backpage?
Yeah, website,
that's what
right?
It was for before, but then that's
oh, it became a sex joint.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that's what it was before.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow. That's crazy. And something new every day.
That's something you can go on online.
What, Backpage?
Yeah.
Well, Backpage is closed now. It's not.
No, it's not.
It's still there.
Oh, it's still there?
Yeah, there's ways to get around it. You know what I mean?
Oh, for real? I thought they said they was closing it, though.
No, that's your still there.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Learn something new. Learn something new each day, man.
Man, every day I learn a lesson, man. Every day you don't die, I learn a lesson, man.
I mean, so you don't die?
I mean, you rocking in that chair kind of crazy, my man.
My bad,
man.
Careful with that.
I got it. I'm on lean right now.
On lean. But, yeah, man. I just think that... You trying to make a fall of the chair, my man?
No,
oh. You trying to look at my sneaks?
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, my bad, folks, man.
I'm like, what is going on here?
My bad, people. My bad. We was doing some things, man.
I don't
want,
man.
But, tell me about your last relationship, Sean. Like, why you been in a relationship for a long time, man? What put you?
There's a myriad of reasons why I'm not in a relationship right now, but.
But why you haven't been in one in a while?
What has been, well, my last relationship? Was with T. Was that 4 years ago? 4 years ago. Yeah, man. 4 years ago, man.
So you're making the hand understand.
Yeah, like, man. Yeah, okay. Man. Meaningless sex is nothing. It's really not. It's not like. Doesn't really get me off, man. I can't just have meaningless sex, man. I am looking for a fuck buddy right now, but I mean. It's not like I'm on a search for one. Like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah.
I need one. But right now it was just like, you know, I'm my 30s, man. I want somebody I can just vibe with and build with and really communicate with, man. Because that's my main thing, man. I got to be able to communicate with you. If I can't communicate with you, man, it's like, it's no need for me to even waste my time. That's why we be going out and shit, man. That's why I like...
But the chicks be
on me, man. But man, nothing be interesting me, man. Nothing.
What do you think that is, Mark?
What's that about the way he handled the situation?
Yeah.
Man, you just gotta go with the flow sometimes, man. You know, and sometimes you know the women will give you hints. You know, it's just up to you to like catch on to it.
Yeah. They give this nigga a lot of hints though. Yeah. This nigga just ain't catching on.
What hints they give me, man? They don't give me no hints.
Come on, man.
I don't be interested though, man, because they don't be saying nothing to be interested.
Or sometimes
man.
They just try to get a drink about it, you know.
Yeah, they be
tell you all types of shit.
Yeah, but in certain situations, like the bartender joint, you remember the bartender joint?
Oh, yeah.
Yo, she was not on me, man. Y'all keep on saying that.
You remember that joint, Mark?
Fair, yeah. I can't remember that. I never forget that, man.
She was on you. She even came around.
Yeah, she came around. She was back, like, talking. That was it.
No, oh, man. See, you look at things differently.
Yeah, you gotta be able to catch on to that.
Yeah, stuff. We seen it. We was telling you. But you wasn't catching the fish, man.
No, man.
You ain't had the right hook. That's what that was.
I ain't have to
let her off the hook.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I need to get that right zip line and reel it in.
It'll be right there, man. It ain't hard, man. It's just how you want to do it.
So, yeah, man. But, Marv, you want to say something? Like,
man, talking about this damn music these nowadays, man. This Gucci gang,
Gucci gang.
Like, what's going on? What happened to the good music, man?
Spend time racks and the new chain.
What happened to the good music, man? I'm speaking for, like, you know, people that was from, like, 1990s and shit. Like,
them niggas died.
No, don't say. Don't say those niggas. Don't say those niggas died, because not all those niggas died. Yeah, come on, then you know, music is my shit. So,
but at the same time, it's like the music nowadays. It's like
bullshit.
You just get a hot beat and just start saying
this
bullshit on
there.
Yeah, man.
What the fuck is Gucci Gang? It's more of the feeling of music nowadays, man. You know, it's more of the feeling of it.
I fuck a bitch. I forgot her name.
Yeah. Yeah. My bitch love do cocaine.
something propane. You know what I mean?
It's more of the feeling of it, man. It's, nothing has no substance in, you know, with these rappers nowadays, man.
Yeah.
But I mean, a lot of R&B.
They only,
you know,
talk about fucking bitches or getting money
and getting high, man. That's another thing too. Getting high, they really promoting that culture of getting high is like really cool like that, man.
But you gotta remember, that's the way to keep the black man down.
Yeah,
man.
True.
Because black man listens to that shit, but like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be cool, I'm gonna be this and the third, whatever.
Yeah, man.
And they over here, they over here, telling you get Gucci and shit, giving the white man money. They should be telling you get some, like, some shit that they got, yeah, so they can get some money. But they telling you Gucci. The people sitting in the fucking president, the Gucci man board, looking back at him like, yeah, nigga, give me some more money.
That's why
they got a young cats out here spending $500, $400, their first check and shit, on some Gucci sneaks, and they can't get the fuck to work.
Yeah, that's right? Why Hov was saying
that, as long as
the rock out here, I'd be damned if I spend money on old people's shit, man. I'm gonna give money to Diddy, man.
They rather go out and get money to motherfuckers they fight against than motherfuckers who sit up there and rifle.
Yeah, man.
You see, I'm gonna give you a problem here. Look at the Asian culture. They keep their money in-house.
Right.
Yeah, all that shit staying in-house. They'll be like, oh, I'm going to get this Gucci shit, I'm going to do this shit. They keep all that shit in-house, man. Yeah. Black people used to do that back in 1960, 1970, but then they burned down their businesses and shit.
Yeah, the Black Wall Street, man.
Yeah, they burned that shit down. They said the helicopter over that bitch.
They said they're trying to have a renaissance of that, man, to bring it back, man.
They burned all that shit down, man. Come on, man.
He's trying to bring it back, though, man.
That shit, man. Come on, man. We gotta do it for ourselves, man. We just out here trying to do fuck bitches and wear Jordans and shit.
Buying shit.
Yeah, kill niggas for Jordans.
Everybody can't be fly. Stay in your lane.
Your whole joint, stay in your lane.
Now you know, I wear the J's and I'll be standing in the lines and stuff like that, man.
Yeah, I gotta cut you off. Look at the news. The news say, oh, this black person killed this black person. No white people died today? None of them trying to kill each other today? Beat each other with the baseball bat, none of that shit today?
Right. That's because they
But you don't hear that shit. Like, you don't hear that. They want that shit to be stereotyped with the black man doing something. Well, with the black woman doing something. But you never hear about the white people shit. Like, so you got white people thinking, like, black people dangerous. Don't fuck with them. They going to do this. Don't fuck with them.
They listen to this
music. Don't fuck with them. They only listen to rap and hip-hop. Don't fuck with them. No, it's all different, man.
Yeah, it's a perception, man. It's a perception. But people dying, like black people and stuff like that, you only killing people who's in your
area.
Area. So it's like, it's just a perception, man. It's just the way people perceive.
But they put it out like, we always bad. Like, we don't do nothing but bad shit. Look at the shows. The black person in the show.
Yeah.
He either a hood figure or he a drug dealer.
Yeah,
he's one or the other. Or he a gang member. Same thing the Puerto Ricans. They're drug dealers. They're a cartel, some shit like that. But they got the mob join. The mob come out, oh, yeah, I want to be a mobster.
It's always the perception, man.
They make mobs look like they the truth. Like, oh, they're so smart. They get away with this shit. They don't look at this shit as crimes. They look at them like, oh, yeah, they just trying to feed their family. Mm. Black people trying to do the same thing. But y'all got them looking at like, oh, yeah, like, they going to come out and kill this person. They going to kill this person. What the fuck you think the mobsters doing?
Yeah, man.
They ain't chilling back. They're like, oh, yeah, we just going to capiche. Y'all doing the same thing. Come on, man.
Bullshit.
Look at me when they try to glorify the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Don't try to glorify a black person, man. Yeah. And they killing the niggas and all that shit, man. And you gotta remember, the Italians going against Italians. Monsters killing monsters. What are they? White.
Come on, man. That is true, man.
Come on, man. I look into this shit, man. Yep.
See? Yeah, man. Yo. Crazy, man. Yeah, man. But,
Yo, can I use the charger? Use the charger for a minute.
What you want?
On 93%, man. What? Yeah, I gotta see that 100, man. I'm talking about that 100%. I like looking at my phone and making sure it's on 100.
Yeah, what? Like I said, man, you like everything on the 100 besides your gas tank, nigga.
Why is that? Your gas tank is always like...
Because I put enough in there that I know where I need to get.
Man, you know what I mean? I don't know if you're going to make it sometime, nigga. I be looking at your gas tank like, damn, I hope I make it home.
Shit, put $10 in there. That's all I need to get where I need to go.
Shit, if I do.
Shit, if I do.
Hey, what's up with the people? Like, sometimes you lend them your car or some shit, and they bring that shit back half on E and shit. That shit be killing my damn nerves, like...
They'll be trying to put no gas.
I just did you a favor, and my shit still on E? Yeah. Like, what kind of shit is that? Oh, man. That'd be the last time you let somebody hold your wheel or something, man.
But that has happened to you? Something like
that happened to me before, man.
A couple times?
I'd say about 2 or 3 times. And that was the last time I let that person hold the wheel.
Go ahead, Marv. I got to ask you this question, man. Who did it, man? Who did that hold the car? And they run that shit back like that?
One of my homies, man. You know.
That nigga still alive?
What? That nigga probably locked up now.
Did you say he's still alive?
Yeah.
What? Everybody gotta be dead to you?
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. You said, like, yeah, people in the 90s still alive. He's dead now. Like, what?
Shit, like, if the nigga was dead, I'm the one that killed this fucking nigga.
Oh, man.
Dude.
It's crazy, man. It really is, man. Like, I don't have a car, but like, I can't imagine that.
I gotta put some gas in my tank. I'm on 70 miles.
70. Yeah, he always make sure his shit full.
Yeah, I was gonna do that shit this morning, but when I got the car, it was too fucking cold. I was like, hell no.
Yeah, it's chilly out there right now, man.
I'm ready for the summer to come back, man. I can't deal with this cold.
I don't like the summer, man. It'd be too hot. Like, spring is the best for me.
What? That's when the ass cheeks be out, man.
Some of the bitches don't need to have no thong in booty shorts.
And, yo, what's up with these chicks be wearing them, like, high ass, like, booty shorts, ass cheeks showing, but then you compliment, like, damn, baby. She be like, uh-uh. Like, like, you came out like this, bitch. Like, what you want me to think?
I don't get that, yo. I don't get that.
You like, damn, them ass cheeks fat. She be looking at you like, you disrespectful. You disrespectful coming out the house looking like that. You know what I mean? Nigga, they gonna get hard. Yeah.
The whole purpose is they want you to look. I don't understand this shit. They want you to look.
That's the thing with these females, man. You know what I mean?
It's a cock tease.
They want their skin
man.
To show, but they don't want you to recognize this shit.
It's a cock tease, man.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Especially when they walk out. They walk at the see-through joint. Like someone walking
teasing the nigga.
Like the see-through with no bra and shit on, they teasing. Like looking like, look at that bitch. Like, mm-hmm. They like, oh my god. They like, what are you looking at? Mm-hmm. What are you looking at? Your titties, bitch.
Right. What else?
Your titties.
Still like, staring at the titties, though.
Yeah, like, what else am I gonna be looking at? I ain't looking at your face.
But then it is crazy.
Somebody's face be like kind of turned off.
Because then it's like if you do say something that's out of order,
the body be nice.
Yeah, it's like you say something that's out of order to him, and it's like. But that's what the chicks talking about. Like, I should be able to wear what I want without getting raped and stuff like that. But then it's also kind of like, why are you wearing
that?
I feel that. But it's like also like you wearing this provocative stuff, and these niggas out here like, man, I'm taking what I want. Like you kind of warrant, you're kind of warranting that behavior. You get what I'm saying? Not, please don't come after me. The feminist saying like, we're not warranting behavior, but I'm saying like. If you wearing this provocative stuff and you, some of these niggas out here is crazy.
Yeah, like even now, like you got the chicks coming out with like panties and shit on in summertime.
Right.
They don't even wear dresses and that shit. They come out with panties, like straight panties on, with a bra, John. And then you say something to them. Fuck is you looking at? Why are you looking at me like that?
Shit,
you
don't got sound panties right.
On. I'm only one step from fucking you.
Right.
I got these things off the panties. Like, you ain't giving me no choice. I'm a guy.
Yeah.
Like, what you want me to do? No, I ain't gonna look. Come on, man. Come on, man. I ain't one of your gay friends.
They need to stop that shit.
They gotta stop it, man. But they don't give a fuck, man. They don't care about our feelings, man. They don't care about the struggles we go through, man. They just want some likes. Mm-hmm. It's all about the likes, man.
It's all about the likes on Facebook.
I don't understand that shit.
True.
And you get likes from people you don't know, and you be caring.
Right.
Yo, yeah, you say that Black Panther, man, come out next week, right?
February 16th, I believe.
Yeah, man, the reviews been crazy, man. I can't wait to see that joint, man. We all going to see that joint.
That's the same guy as in Civil War, right?
Yeah.
Well, that joint will come out next week, when do we get
the 16th, I believe.
Yeah, do we get
it? Oh, so yeah. The 16th ain't next week?
No, we get it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow ain't Sunday. Well, I'm
right, thinking, right. Yeah. He basically like saying it.
Yeah, come out next week. Like not next week that's coming up, but like, yeah. But yeah, I can't wait to go see that joint, man. I really do, man.
Listen, they wanted to make it seem like we're going back to our black people, man.
Yeah, it is Black History Month, man.
Yeah, really just giving away to the white man. Like, they own the studios and everything, man. They got all the money, like they doing all that shit. Right. They want to make it like put on commercial shit. Oh yeah, we're really getting back to the black culture. We're gonna put out some more black movies.
So my thing is, February is just Black History Month, right?
I don't get why we only got February.
Yeah, why but, the first? Technically,
it's not Black History Month anymore.
So what is it then?
Trump said it's African History Month. Oh, African American History Month. That's what he said he renamed it to.
Trump. Man, don't talk to me about that nigga.
Who the fuck is this nigga to just go around and rename
That's what he said he renamed it to.
Trump, that nigga, man, he a clown or something.
He is. He is a straight joke, man. Yeah, he is a straight joke, man. And fuck the motherfuckers who voted for him. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, y'all voted for him. They don't see what y'all got.
Yeah,
of course, man. And some of these, I saw this post on Facebook, man. This boy, he like this kind of like got his followers up on Instagram and shit like that. This political boy and shit like that. He only 15 years old. He gonna say, yo, fuck. Yeah, he gonna say fuck Jay. He gonna say 15 years. He gonna say fuck Jay-Z because he was called. He called Trump a superbug and shit. He was like, yo, man, he gonna talk about Trump saying he don't care about black people and shit. Man, fuck out of here, boy, man. Kiss my dick from the back and front. Early. Man, like,
but
yeah.
He gonna do that because he want the followers and he want the likes.
But come on, he know this nigga, man. You know, me and Marv is both African, man. Like, come on, man. Like,
when you get to a certain level and people start to like your shit and like your shit for the negativity.
Yeah, and that's what,
and that's what it's all about, man.
It's all about. It's like that in real life, and I don't like that, man. It's everything. Everything is about negativity. Everything is about. Oh yeah, if I smack bull, or I'm in the camera, and I'm saying yo, fuck bull and all that shit like that. On my oh yeah, I got like 100,000 likes or so many views because I'm saying some negativity shit, man. It shouldn't be that, man. It should be. I want to see a post about. Somebody uplifting somebody and shouldn't be on some bullshit, man. And I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm a part of it, man. I be chuckling at the negative shit, man. But the shit ain't right, man. The shit ain't. I know the shit ain't right though. But I know what I choose to do. Some of y'all niggas not living in y'all truths, man. Y'all saying, oh no, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that, man. You're not living in your truths, man. A lot of people was about that, man. Y'all definitely got to look at your circles, man. Some of y'all motherfuckers only got circles. Y'all got fucking
squares and
and straight lines, man. Everybody ain't your friend, man. And that y'all claiming, man. Mm-hmm. 2018.
At the end of the day, you get in trouble, man.
2018 and on, night. Man. This millennium shit, man.
You gotta open your eyes up.
Yeah, man. Y'all millennials, y'all be saying everybody y'all friend and yo, we bros and shit. That shit, I don't like.
That shit, sometimes that should be part time, man.
Dude, that shit is out of pocket, man. Yeah. I don't like that shit. Everybody's your fucking bro and yo, bullshit, what up, bro? Man. Yeah, it's in the way, man. It's definitely in the way. Y'all motherfuckers gotta do better. Y'all definitely do. Yeah, definitely do. But y'all wanna add something on that, man?
Magic Don Juan.
Magic Don.
About the likes and all that shit.
Yeah, man. For the negativity, man.
For real, it's the young culture that's with that shit.
That's why I say it's the millennials.
I'm not saying I'm an old dust bucket, But you know, they just be like, even the old heads be on that shit now. Like, look at, I throw you out here, so, but you be on that shit too. Like, you be doing anything, you get fucking likes and shit, man. Like, you, oh we got it. Don't fuck with Saul. I ain't gonna fuck with your ass. You keep putting all this shit out there. You try to get motherfucker. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna get back to Saul, right? She put out this video with some bulls in the hospital, and she was like, yeah, stop smoking the weed. Like, don't smoke the weed, cause this shit is what happened to you. Tell y'all, stop fucking with the drugs. I fuck with the drugs. I fuck with the weed. So people put in here a comment junk. Yo, that ain't weed. The boy was taking.
Yeah, that's that K2, man. Yeah, like that, you know, K2, man. You know, I'm from North, so that, like, oh, that shit is down, like, Kensington, man.
Yeah, like, yo, boy, like, I've been smoking weed for years. Yeah. My shit never like that, man. Like, yo, he on that K2 shit, but you get negative shit.
Yeah.
So you know what happened? An hour later, she took that bitch to fuck, man.
Yeah. You know,
took that shit right there.
You know, hopefully the feds ain't listening, but I partake in some things.
Man, I'll tell you, I smoke weed. But,
well, please don't take this podcast down, because we support the weed.
Yeah, I'll stay supporting it. But,
yeah, man.
Like, chicks, if they put up a photo, they get like 10 likes or 12 likes or some shit like that, you know what they do? They take that bitch to fuck down. Mm. Y'all keep that shit up.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And then put something up like more provocative. And that shit like negative too. Like, why you want to make people see you in that way?
Yeah.
You see for your mind, not that other way around. Like, I like chicks who wear put clothes and shit on. No, I'm like sexy clothes. Not where I gotta see your titties and all that shit. As long as that shit look neat and right, you fine with me.
This is something I want to get in, man. Like, is it? Have you ever had like? I'm not trying to be weird. Like, I have people who like trying to be my friend now. Have you? Y'all got people like that? Like dudes who like trying to go on man dates and like trying to garner friendship.
What?
Like, I'm saying, have you ever had? Have you?
No.
Like, this is lately for me. It seemed like.
What, people from your job?
Kind of.
Hey, would it ask you like, yo?
Yo, you want to hang out sometime? Yeah, something. Like, I'm just like.
I had that.
Yeah, like, but it's like
maybe like, yo, you want to go out sometime?
Yeah, like, but it's like you trying to garner friendship, man. I feel like that it's that episode of Seinfeld, you know, that episode of Seinfeld when he was trying to get close to the baseball player, and he said, "Yeah, man, I listen to your comedy, man."
Yeah.
And he was like, "What should I wear? What should I wear?"
Yeah.
And shit like that. But I feel like, I mean, you my best friend. I mean, I got other friends. Like, I really don't need no other.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I got people. I would like to have people I can associate with. I just want rich friends now. Friends that I know I can be like, hey, man, what's going on?
You said rich friend?
Yeah, like, I wish I had, like, a rich associate friend. I know that's kind of bad, but I wish I had, like, somebody who was, like, really...
rich white bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like hey, man, I'm having this yacht party. You want to come? Oh, fuck, that's something different. Like, hey. Just only, hey, yo, we doing this.
But you know what the like, sad part is? They want a friend like you, too. Because they want to have, like, black friends or people they like, cool. Like, I'm with this boy, so I'm cool.
Yeah, just in case
cool.
They might get their
ass moved. Oh, yeah, like, true, right?
So they want people like, you
know, I like black.
So you think it's all about the appropriation and shit like that?
Yeah, it depends on where you at.
Some of my friends aren't black.
Yeah.
They don't use
like,
that shit.
They like, yo, let's go here, my nigga. No, let's go here, my homie. let's go and hang out. But then as soon as the fight break out, they look at you like, you black, nigga?
Is there something wrong with a white
you black
white person acting too black? What y'all think about that?
Well,
I'm going to go into a whole tirade about this shit. I don't think you can act any type of way. Like okay. when they say black people acting white, no, that's just how that person is. Like, you can't tell somebody how to be. That's like when a white person, they say acting black, you can't tell this nigga how to act. Like, that's good. So how can you still act?
But it's kind of, it's not like acting black. Because it's like, When I was growing up, you know,
black.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like that.
Let's put this in a stereotype right there. Right.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like,
we gotta act the same.
Yeah, when I was growing up, and the white people I did like that live where I was growing up at, it was nothing but black people. So you generally just act who you were around.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? You kind of like
just trying to fit in. Huh?
No, I'm just saying you adopt that culture because it's what you grew around.
Yeah.
Just like, okay, like, Mar, you African. So it's like, I'm African too. So, like, we really can do the accent real good. Like, it's just
right.
It's not like we trying to fake the accent.
Sorry,
it's just like,
blood and shit.
Yeah, we have.
You've been around?
Yeah, we've been around. That's what we know. Like,
you can't fake your funk. Like, some people, they can fake it, But you can tell the difference. Like, yeah. You all make like, oh, this boy, this is bullshit. You see somebody who just like that. Like, yo, this boy is like that. It was different, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have had people who ask me to do all this shit. Like, I don't know you like that, so I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, Marv. So, like, you know, you like my brother and all that, man. Like, from the whole time of us growing up together, man, do you even got friends? Like, I never saw you as the bull who, like, had friends.
Man, since you, because you ain't see me with them, they don't stay around that long, man. You know what I mean? That's the shit I deal with. I can't trust motherfuckers, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I'm like, yo, I never see you like, you know, Don is my best friend. Like, that's my ride or die, man. Right, like,
I know that, but, you know, my friends is kind of like, they in and out. You know what I'm saying?
But damn, we ain't friends, nigga.
No, I'm saying some of them. Definitely friends, man. Like he was saying, he was asking me, he said, do you even have friends? I said,
It was a bull apprentice.
Yeah, you know, it was a guy, you know, I became friends with, you know.
Who was picked up, right?
Was that?
The boy picked up that day? Went to the barber shop then?
No. That's Jay. That's my, he live around the corner and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, he into that, you know. That nonsense, man.
Oh, he into it?
Yeah. Oh. Well, I mean, that was like in the past, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But, man, he trying to get his life right and all that. You know what I mean? Trying to find God. You know, I never knew motherfucker was missing. Or shit like that. Where did I get to? Like, man, trying to find God. He was never lost, you know what I'm saying? He was always there in front of me. Yeah, man. I was a gangbanger for 8 years.
I'm there, yo. Yeah, I didn't know the motherfucker was missing. Yo, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I can't.
Out of order, man.
Shit be crazy, man.
That's good, man. You know, I only had a couple of interactions with Jay, man. He seemed like a good dude, man. He seemed like he was just calling the street light, man. Yeah, I mean, that's how I get some.
Most people always got a pass, man. You know, mm-hmm. They're trying to change their ways and all that.
Yeah,
but,
man.
Speaking of God, man, like, y'all believe in God, right? You know, when you get to the religion thing, you know.
Sometimes it depends on if I'm getting something or not.
Right. I mean.
It's like, no, I believe in it.
But you gotta believe in something, don't you?
I believe in them, but there's also like, man, it's
certain times you. It's like, how can you believe? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it's just
some shit in your life just be fucked up.
Yeah, man.
But that's just a learning lesson.
Everything a test.
It's a test. Everything a learning lesson.
Man. Yeah, some things treat people
according to, you know, the way it's designed.
I'm just a firm believer in karma in the universe, man.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, man. I'm a firm believer in that, man. I believe the energy you put out, man, is supposed to circle back around. It may not come like right away. Or
2 minutes.
It may take forever. But it come around, man. They'll bless you abundantly. Yeah, man. Yeah, like that's why I firmly believe in, man.
So you gotta definitely be careful what you do in this world, man.
Yeah, man.
You definitely right about that shit.
You definitely gotta watch what you do, man. It's karma is no joke.
Yeah.
Like Johnny Cash said, man, walk the walk.
Yeah, and talk the talk.
Yeah, karma.
So you had something else you want to talk about more?
It's definitely there, man. You know, talk about these damn, the difference between a hood rat and a, how you call it, what's the other word for them, women and shit?
A hoe?
Yeah, what? Hood rat, hoe, slut. What's the difference between that?
What's the difference between
a hood rat is just my who? Just a rat, man. She fuck anybody, man.
And was a slut. A slut.
See, now that's what I'm saying. Like me, like I got different opinion than y'all niggas.
So what's a slut? A slut fuck everybody but you.
So that's what I'm saying. Y'all got different opinions.
You see a hood rat from the way she talked, the way she act, like damn, that bitch a hood rat. Like she only had no type of proper shit about it. Like she, like say you out with her and she's like going to date with her or some shit.
This is $3.99.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, man, I want them fucking fries. You look at her like, bitch, we out.
Anyway, y'all ever had a hood rat?
You're embarrassing me, man.
Did I have a hood rat?
Yeah.
No, I don't attract those type of...
I never had a hood rat.
I'm going to say it in the African voice. I don't attract those type of women.
I never had that story. My whole life, I never had... Let me see. Yeah, I had one hood rat. But I just fucked her and left. That's what I'm doing, be just fucking leave. You don't...
It's like
when you're robbing a bank. You don't try to stay in the bank too long, because the cops won't come.
Hood rats to robbing banks, man.
But hold on, because I'm giving you an example. You robbing the bank too long. You gotta get cool. The fuck. You got yeah. So you gotta get the fuck out. Get in. What you do with the hundred? You get your cash, which is the pussy, and then you run. Before but the cops get there.
Do you need a hood rat once in your life?
No. No.
They ain't no good.
But let me tell you something. They freaky motherfuckers.
Yeah, hood they rat, do some shit. Yeah, I know.
Hood rat will fluff the skin off your dick. Think about a hood rat. Like, they said the game is good, though. I ain't gonna hold you. They ride your dick off.
Well, I never had a hood rat before, so.
But thing about them, man, you can't be stay loyal to them motherfuckers, man. You gotta let them go. You gotta find a trap, man. A big ass rat trap. And your rat trap is a hood rat nigga.
Nah, he trap you. Especially when you have kids with these motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. They get you the kids.
You don't want to have no kids with no hood rat.
Please don't.
You have a bunch of fucking mice running around.
Yeah, that's
shit.
A setup. That's a major setup. They gonna take you for everything you got. Everything you got.
Or what about you, Marvin? You the connoisseur of that shit, man. Kinda. Not on the hood rats.
You build a couple hood rat joints, man?
I don't call them hood rats. I just call them like hood trash.
What the fuck?
Hold on, man. You got lever.
You
hood
definitely.
Trash. You know what I'm saying? When I say hood trash.
Okay.
You know how like when the trash time comes, you take them out.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I pass them to my next nigga. You know what I mean? One of my mans gonna be like, yo, man, I got this hood trash for you. You know what I'm saying? To take out. You know what I mean? Whatever you do after that, that's on your ass, man.
That's
out of pocket.
Doing sometimes.
Listen,
man.
It is some good girls out there, man. Like,
yeah, definitely.
There's
it seems like even with the good girls, you can't be too fucking nice and done. It's like you can't win, man. You gotta. Like, I always say, you gotta be neutral, man. You gotta be in the middle.
You gotta be a little. Nice. You gotta be a little bit of asshole and a little bit nice.
Yeah. Because they see that shit, man.
You want a nigga to choke their ass once in a while.
Yeah, smack him. I ain't gonna smack a bitch.
You talking about this assault shit, man.
You ain't got dog.
Have you been in that situation, man? You did something, you be like, oh shit, is this?
No, I've never been in a situation where
you gotta be careful with these women. Man.
Yeah, I smacked the chick, but I came close because she smacked me. We was outside. I remember shit like this shit was yesterday. She smacked me. I was outside. She smacked the shit out of me.
Oh, okay.
And she smacked me for a dumbass reason. She smacked me because I didn't come to her house on time or some shit.
Oh, okay.
And then I got there, she wanted to get in an argument, so she smacked me. So when I was walking away, she kept pulling me and shit. So I said, get the fuck off you, man. So she smacked me again. So I said, yo, you smacked me one more fucking time, man. I'm telling you, I'm gonna knock your teeth out your mouth, man. So she tried to grab me and do the hug joint, so I pushed it off me and shit. So then I walked home. When I got back, I remember the next day, I seen her walking up the block. She's like, can we talk? I'm like, fuck no. But then I wound up fucking her that night, though.
Okay.
Man, I had to give it, man.
That's how I end up sometimes.
The power,
man.
The power of the pussy never loses,
man.
They
give you a hard time, man. You know, they're going to give you the ass and shit.
Yeah. But the thing is, she felt guilty, so it was guilty sex. That's what it was guilty sex, man. It was like she thought she committed a crime.
It was pity sex.
Like, it was like, because she kept asking me. She was like, yo, I suck your dick. Come on, I suck your dick. I'm so sorry. I'm like,
I just did the outline. You know how you do the outline, them girls and shit, like Kevin Hart said?
See, like, I just grabbed,
I want to hit you so bad, but I can't because I know I'll get in trouble.
You should have murdered the bitch, though. Mm-hmm. In your situation, I would have murdered that bitch.
Yeah, I mean, she basically told me to my face, yeah, I fucked this nigga, so I wanted to hurt your feelings.
Came right to the crib with
him. Yeah, man. It was a hurt piece, man.
That was
vicious, man. That was a well-taught lesson.
Yeah, my thing is this. She wouldn't have did that to somebody who was doing her dirty. She wouldn't have did that to a nigga who's a fucked up nigga. She would only did that to a nigga that's a good nigga. She wouldn't do that to
us. That's why you gotta treat these women like hoes sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's why she's stuck in the predicament she got stuck in there. I had a kid, had a motherfucker left. That shit always come back, man. Karma is
a
bitch.
Yeah, I told you I believe in that. I'm trying to believe in karma, man. So, hey,
I'm
man.
I'm not gonna sit there and talk like we angels and shit. Like, we'll do shit wrong. But at the same time, I did more good than I did wrong in this shit. I tell you that
much. Yeah, man.
So, do what y'all gotta do, man. Have y'all fun. But at the end of the day, you'll regret that shit.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, man. It definitely is. But we really about to wrap this thing up.
About time.
Talk about a lot of shit today.
Yeah, mostly about chicks, man. Obviously, we have some views on chicks that we...
Man.
Yeah, but...
They don't call Mother Nature for no reason. You know what I'm saying? They might be taking over everything now. You know what I mean?
Man.
Soon they ain't gonna need a nigga.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Got the dolls, man. We
got it. you and these dolls, man. What's wrong with you,
y'all? You and these dolls, man. So, man, yeah, we definitely gonna wrap this thing up, like I said. We will be back next week. And,
Oh, next week, man? I got something for y'all, man. I got a story to tell.
Okay. All right. Most of that.
Well, I ain't got no story to tell, but I'll give y'all my voice, man. That's all y'all need.
Yeah, man. We'll be going to hang out tomorrow, and we definitely going to get into some things for this Super Bowl. We definitely going to talk about that.
I almost forgot about that.
Yeah, we definitely going to talk about that next week. And we're going to get into other things, man. And we're going to get into some interesting topics. Not nothing that we got anything planned, man. We just going off the dome here, man. We just talking about life in general and shit like that, man. But
real shit.
Once this thing like really kick off, man, we really start getting some listeners on there, man. We want y'all to, you know, write into us, man. If y'all got like problems or some shit like that, you want us to, you know, give y'all some advice, man. We all got experiences in some things, man. So yeah, definitely do that, man.
Yeah, they able to comment on it?
Yeah, man.
I'm new to this, man. I ain't too sure.
Yeah. We can definitely get
back to y'all questions, man.
Yeah. I'm have an email set up for that and shit like that and everything. So y'all can definitely comment and leave your what's that? The dolls?
No.
I'm like, oh this man. Nigga looking up the dogs, man. Oh my
one,
god.
One
Oh, you still looking at the models, man? The Instagram models. This is what I was talking about. We was talking about that earlier. The negativity is negative, but hey, man, it's a guilty pleasure.
Man, basically,
it's a guilty pleasure. So, yeah, but we signing off here, man. You know, I'm Sean.
It's your boy Mar.
Your boy Ted.
Yeah, so
Magic Don Juan, I call him.
We gonna definitely check in with y'all next week, man. So you know, check us out, man. We on different outlets. We on Google Play, and Apple, and Anchor right here. So you know, definitely check us out, man. The SMD Podcast, or as Marv like to call it.
Yeah, the SMD, man. You know. SMD Podcast, and you know, definitely try to show us some love, man. You know what I mean? And if you don't like it, you know what you can do.
What's that?
You know, SMD, man. You can suck my dick, and I'm out this motherfucker.
Yo, I wasn't even thinking, like, when I made that joint up, like, SMD, like, this nigga do one say, yo, it's a Suck My Dick Podcast. I'm like, yo, he out of pocket. I wasn't even thinking, like.
That's only for the haters, man. Facts.
Yeah. But we check y'all out, man. So, we signing off.
Tune in next time.